upset you now?
I've had to go for a blood test yesterday, and I'm not. You go.
What's wrong?
Nothing wrong. Just had to go and get tested for something. Let's not get bogged down. nothing sinister. I'm.
I've hit a nerve there, haven't I?
Well, no, it's not. It's just something I'd rather not divulge.
Yeah, I fucking got that.
I'm certainly not making it sound any better, am I? It was, let's just move on.
Paul's got gonorrhea.
I don't need to get a blood test for that, do you?
Oh, forget, yeah, I mean, well, you've got super gonorrhea.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to know an awful lot about it. I don't like needles. What do you like with needles?
I like needles.
You like needles?
Well, they're there to save you, aren't they? It's like people used to moan about being in the hospital. I think if you're in the hospital, it's good. You're about to be fixed.
Yes. Like, zebra crossings are there to save you. I don't like zebra crossings. Do you know what I mean?
Why not?
Well,
I like a zebra crossing.
That was a terrible example. I've got nothing against zebra crossings. I particularly like the one on the Abbey Road cover. Iconic.
I like a zebra crossing. I still think whenever I'm caught a car at a zebra crossing and I'm crossing the zebra crossing and a car's had to stop for me, I always think, ha.
God almighty. I mean, if that is not a telling, ha. What a horrible individual. Somebody, you're just like, I've just made you stop. Do you crave power? Do you feel like Bruce Almighty when a car's to stop at a zebra crossing? I love that bit in Bruce Almighty when he's walking along. I've got the power, and he sort of makes the fire hydrant, and the girl's dress blows up. Brilliant.
Oh God! Oh,
I can imagine when you see a zebra crossing, you walk up and wait as if you've got to cross the road, even if you don't need to. Just walk up to the zebra crossing, the car stops, aha, and then just carry on walking. That's quite funny, actually.
Do you know what I do? Like, this is how I am with a zebra crossing, is I've always been interested, like, how much do you have to be on the zebra crossing before like a car will stop stopping for you? No, what I mean is sort of like, how far away can you be from a zebra crossing when you're crossing for a car to no longer stop and beep?
Run that by me again.
So, yeah. So what I'll do sometimes is you get to the zebra crossing, but right, I'll start crossing like a couple of metres before the zebra crossing, so it feels like the car is stopping for me even more.
So you're not actually on the zebra crossing, you're coming in at an angle.
Yeah, well, not even at an angle, so I'll just start crossing before the zebra crossing.
You fucking rebel.
Because then it's like...
Sometimes,
you're not,
mate.
Then it just...
Sometimes, mate, I don't even wait for the zebra crossing, you know what I mean? Some countries are, like, properly funny about that, aren't they? Like, Spain, even if there's no cars, you can't cross. You ever done that?
What do you mean?
Well, like, you'll sort of get to a crossing and it's sort of like, you can't stop until the kind of light tells you to, or...
Oh, my God. I'm going to make a huge, sweeping generalisation here that will not go down well in 2020.
Go on.
What is it with women and crossing roads?
Oh, my God. I did not see that coming.
The amount of times in my life when I've crossed the road and I turn round and my girlfriend's still on the other side of the road. What are you doing? Let's go.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I am a bit of a kamikaze when it comes to road crossing. I'll sort of like sometimes. I did it the other day, actually. Sort of went and then sort of, as I'd committed to it, realised that I possibly didn't have the necessary acceleration to get across before.
Oh, I'd love to see you sort of plodding across the road.
Are you all right today, Sean? Has someone sort of almost run you over? Because you'd like to see me get run over. You like making cars have to stop.
No, it's not that I'd like to see you get run over. I'd like to see you. I can imagine that little run you like when a car's coming and then you have to do a sort of quick run. I can imagine you just sort of shaking from side to side. You're like a full-sized hobbit.
What? That doesn't even make any sense. How can you have a full-sized hobbit? Here's the thing. Who would play you in a film?
Chris Hemsworth.
Chris Hemsworth? Who's he?
No, he's a Thor.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah.
I know who would play you.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
Danny DeVito.
I knew you were going to say that. I wish...
Danny DeVito in Batman Returns.
You fucking tosser. I hope you get to a zebra crossing today and go, ha, and then someone goes, do you know what? Fuck this guy. And just accelerates full pelt. I knew you were going to say Danny DeVito. I would say, if this was a Family Fortunes round and we asked 100 people that I know who would play me in a film, that would be the top answer.
Well, who do you think would play you?
I would say...
Oh, I cannot wait for this. Go on, run it over. Go on, really think about it.
I could see David Mitchell playing me. David Mitchell.
What the fuck? Are you mental?
No.
What? David Mitchell? I'm just so flabbergasted by that that I forgot who David Mitchell was. Because I thought, it can't be David Mitchell.
Why?
You might as well have been saying Denzel Washington.
He was going to be my second choice. God, Sean, you're so narrow-minded. Why wouldn't Denzel be able to play me in a film? Let's put that back on you.
Who would play me?
Who is, you know the Welsh guy who's in Extras, who basically...
What? I thought it'd be that bloke from Shameless, the dad.
David Threfel?
Yeah.
Is that his name? I always get those two mixed up. There's David Thewlis and David Threfel, isn't there? And they both play quite similar sort of roles.
Oh, I don't know. Just the dad from Shameless.
That must be annoying, mustn't it? To have a name that is somewhat similar to, like... Well, obviously we know...
Paul McCartney.
Yeah, but that's not that similar. I mean, there are people that have got the same actual name.
Yeah, you're right. No one's going to get you confused with Paul McCartney.
What? Why not? Explain yourself.
Why are you afraid of needles, anyway?
Oh, man. Just the thought of it going into your skin, I can't handle it. I had to... So I went... Wait. When I went for the blood test yesterday, so, like...
For what?
Medical stuff. They're making a film of my life and they want to see if David Mitchell's got the same DNA as me. But as it turns out, Paul McCartney's is closer, so...
Come on, needles. I don't understand.
Oh, just the thought of it piercing the skin. I can't cope.
It's helping you.
I had my headphones.
Go on.
Yes, I know. That's not the point, though, is it? Of course it's helping you. I don't have a problem with the... I don't have a phobia of what needles do for you, do I? I have a phobia of, the actual thing.
Yeah, but if you think about, eating's disgusting. You put like a carrot in your mouth and it goes down your throat and in your digestive system.
I love
it. It's horrible.
You're one of these people that would just like let's just get something to eat and then get on. I'd like to spend hours.
I know. I fucking spent all of them with you. Jesus Christ.
But do you know my idea of a great evening? Get a table booked for 6 hours, sit down, and just take ages, like eating, drinking.
It's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
It's relaxing.
You take so long to eat. It's rude.
It's not rude. I tell you what's
rude.
I tell you what's rude, being hurried up when you're enjoying your meal.
No, it's not being hurried. You literally take hours. The waiters must be thinking, piss off.
No, because I get a good rapport going with the waiters. They like me.
Oh, God, yes, we all know you're one of those. Talking to her. Oh, hello, everyone. Oh, McCaffrey's here. Oh, God, you have to be the centre of attention, even in an Indian restaurant. Why don't you just eat your food?
I think it's nice to be nice, Sean.
Oh, God. Come on, needles.
It's the thought of it piercing your skin and going in. It's just, oh. What, so you could you watch a needle go into your arm?
Well, just don't watch then.
But could you? That was the question.
I probably could, yeah.
You probably could. You must have had a...
Yeah, I could.
Have you watched a needle go into your arm then?
Yes.
Are you all right with blood?
If it's going into a syringe, yeah, because it's helping me. I'm not all right with blood if I'm bleeding.
How's that helping you?
Well, because they're about to find the cure or whatever it is. I'm going to be sorted.
What, you've got the cure in you? Are you the chosen one? He walks among us. Fucking
you know
Sean
I mean?
The Cure Walsh.
If you're getting an injection, like it's for the test that's going to save you and all of that, like I'm fine with that. But if I'm bleeding, like if I've cracked my head off a wall, like I did yesterday.
Did you?
And then I bleed. Yeah.
How? Who I've cracks their head on a wall at 35 years of age?
I know, so stupid. The flat above me, the stairs that come down.
Were you listening to them having sex with a glass up against the floor?
Oh, no, I've not done that.
I've not done that. Like, it's a serious accusation. I haven't done that.
I'll tell you what I did do once. I was once at, where was I? I think I was in Hull. And I genuinely heard, I heard a woman... The hotel was so, it was like 2 stars. The walls were paper thin. And I heard a woman in the room next door go, oh, yeah. And then the toilet flushed.
That's amazing.
That's true.
I don't want to sort of like go base here, but...
No, go on.
What I love about that is...
What do you think this is? What do you mean go base? It's me and you.
I love
it. It's not Stephen Fry and David Mitchell.
The brilliant reveal there is if, like, you heard, oh, yeah, started cracking one off, and then the toilet turned out you're actually banging one out to her having a shit.
Oh, God. Oh, I can imagine you doing that.
I knew you were going to say that. I'll tell you what, I love doing this. So, like...
Oh, telling Danny DeVito he's got a scene where he's got to masturbate over a shitting woman.
So I'll sometimes... Like, if me and my wife are out for a walk, she hates walking, I love it. If I can predict that she's going to do something, I'll write it in the notes on my phone so that when she does it, I can go... So we were,
that's brilliant.
We were out walking one time and I was like, in 5 minutes, she's going to ask how far away it is. So I quickly stopped as if I was writing a text and I wrote, I predict in 5 minutes, we'll predict. And then she went, how far is it? And I just pulled it out and went.
Hang on. Oh, you're one of those people that has to stop and text. I can't stand that. Why can't you just walk and text for fuck's sake?